So I want to touch a little bit on smoldering myeloma, and I see you had a paper with your colleagues, Maury Gertz, it's a bunch of other people, Diagnosis and Management of Smoldering Myeloma, the Razor's Edge Between Clonality and Cancer. This is in Leukemia Lymphoma. Again, can you talk about what you were trying to get into with that paper and what some of the key issues are right now in terms of smoldering disease?
Right. Now, I think this is probably one of the most exciting area of research right now in myeloma. We have known for years that patients with myeloma always have MGUS. Many of them may go through a smoldering phase before they become active disease. Now, the problem had been that we did not have very good predictors as to who would actually go on to develop active myeloma. And the concern always was we might overtreat these patients with therapies that could have potentially long-term consequences like alkylating drugs. Now, I think the field is, 10 years, it's changed dramatically. Now, we have better markers to identify patients who can progress, and we have drugs which are safer for long-term therapy. So I think now we are starting to look at, okay, do we really wait for the other shoe to drop, so to speak, before we do something about these patients, or can we predict that this patient is going to get the CRAB features in the next year or the year after that? And if that's going to happen with a very good certainty, then we might as well start treating them now before something bad happens. So understanding that this is a spectrum, I think increasingly what we are trying to do is there a point where we can intervene much earlier in the spectrum before anything bad happens? And that way we prevent the progression to myeloma. But I think even more provocative is the fact that if we intervene early enough, is there a possibility we can cure this disease? So I think that is an area of exciting in a lot of research.